ready to have this conversation. We are busting at the seams right now because last night was the State of the Union speech. It would be President Donald J. Trump's fifth State of the Union address. And we have wanted to talk about it ever since it happened. And but first of all, welcome to Just Think, everybody. This is Holly.
And Amy.
And Kristen.
And it's just the three of us today, and we are going to hit some of the highlights and some of the lowlights. We truly, guys, we don't even have notes for this episode. We are on here just to give, like, the three of us to talk about it together for the first time, and we wanted to invite you into the conversation. Because, man, that was a 90-minute speech, and when it started, the crazy thing was is that the mic was still hot for the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, and for Vice President J.D. Vance. And they were standing up there chatting, waiting for the president to walk in, or maybe he was already entering the room at that point. And you can hear on the mic that J.D. Vance says, man, 90 minutes, I don't know how you stand up here and do this for 90 minutes. He said, but it should be good. And Mike Johnson says something like, oh, the worst was when we had to listen to Biden's speech. And he said, and it was nothing but a campaign speech. And then you see Johnson, like, lowering the mic because he's recognizing people are probably hearing us say this. But so the whole night just started off. And to be honest, the three of us talked about that we weren't sure we even wanted to watch it live because we didn't want to watch people on the left not appreciate some of the achievements that are happening that are good for all Americans, left, right, center, doesn't matter. You know,
right.
You know how a lot of...
In full disclosure for me, I did not watch it live last night. I just decided to get, for my mental and emotional health, yes, to get the hot takes this morning. Because what Holly said, like, I could not subject myself to watching, you know, and also, like, as much as we love Trump, sometimes, like, you know, you never know how it's going to go and how it's going to be received. And I was just like, I cannot watch him, like, them have all this ammunition over stupid stuff. And just, I don't know. I was like, I'm going to bed.
Well, sometimes you have to create boundaries. Like, this is where this, yes, gets hard. Like, you have to say, you know what?
I'm not
going to be triggered right now. I'll be triggered in the morning.
Yes.
You know, sometimes
you're going to be triggered in the morning.
Day.
Yes. And much to my delight, I woke up, you know, like Christmas, feeling like that the speech went wonderfully. It was very uniting. He called out so many amazing things, and, you know, we're seeing true colors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and one of the things that he did address the Democrats on is he said, listen, I could be curing a disease that was ravaging countries right now, and you guys still want to stand and clap. Like, I recognize where you're at, you know, and that you're not going to appreciate the good that we're doing on behalf of all Americans. And,
right,
and it was sad. It was the first speech I've ever seen where the divide was the greatest I've ever seen it, right? And yet, girls, is that representing America right now? Is America as divided as Congress is? Is America as divided as the mainstream media says it is? Apparently not. Because CBS had their poll, the poll following the address from those who watched the address live. They asked them the favorability ratings. And Amy, for CBS, 76%, was it?
76%
was
favorable.
Yep.
And approved, and 23 disapproved. That was CBS.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That was CBS. And then we have from CNN, it was close to 70% positive. And what was interesting to me is that on CNN, they said that the three options were very positive, somewhat positive, and then just negative. There was no somewhat negative. So it's just interesting. It was either... they were finding a spectrum on the positive. They didn't want that number for positive to be too high. So they're,
right,
splitting the positive votes. 44% said very, most people said very positive. 25% said somewhat positive. Only 31% said negative. So newsflash, CNN, newsflash, MSNBC, and newsflash, every one of you clickbaiters on social media trying to disparage every move that the Trump administration makes right now, you are in the minority by, mm-hmm, a pretty good margin now.
Absolutely.
And I don't know.
But we know why. Now we know why, because of what we saw yesterday come across. Yes. We know why these people think the way they do. And it's really, really yep. sad.
Mm-hmm. Well, Stephen A. on The View, Joy Behar, of course, like, is she not just the cesspool of wickedness? I cannot stand that woman. And I think, you know, my mom raised me to try to see the good in people and try to maybe understand where they're coming from. Does not work on her. Like, I would have to become a complete idiot to even begin to understand perhaps how her brain works. But in any case, Stephen A., he was on The View this week, I believe, and she goes into her thing, and she says, it wasn't a mandate. Why are we saying that this election was a mandate? And mm-hmm. he goes, it was a mandate. He said he won every swing state. He turned more counties in New York and California red. We have more Republicans than we've had in, what, 20 years now. It's a mandate, Joy. And yep. I just thought, my gosh, like, these people, the Trump derangement syndrome is real.
That and is girls, exactly. Yes.
I was thinking about when we started our podcast in 2021, we did not want to be partisan. We really tried hard to.
we really did.
We tried so hard to, like, can we just stick to the facts? And also, none of us are registered Republican. Like, I don't know if people realize, like, none of us are registered Republican. So we were really trying to just be objective. We thought, can we draw in people who maybe don't see what we see by just being as objective as possible and literally just showing evidence? But you know who else I think was that way? It was House and Habit. I don't think she was trying to be partisan either. And today, on her stories this week, Jessica Krause said, I'm done tolerating you haters who are messaging me, saying you're unfollowing right. me. I don't need a message to know you're unfollowing me. I don't care. She right. she has also gone on this journey from trying to just be a journalist reporting the facts to now just wanting to go, how could you believe the left anymore? How could you believe them? They're so off. They're so off. And I think what's happened is that I don't even know if there's a left and right anymore. It's more like there's, like, a right and wrong, or like a good sense, or like common sense, or utter stupidity. It's literally forced independence over. It has forced so many of us to start sounding like right-wing conservatives simply because we just see the stupidity on the other side.
And well, anyone that can think for themselves, you know,
right?
It's just, you just end up in this, like, we now see how they're not thinking for themselves at all. When you see a video of what, like, 20 something Congress people that are Democrats, all with these same exact scripts. So they are being fed from somewhere, something. They parrot it out to their base. And that's the only, you know, sorry, y'all. That's the only, like, talking points that they have. Meanwhile, you know, Chad today, my husband, he was like, well, are we the same way on our side? Like, do you think we're just, you know, and I was like, no, because people are calling out things that they're seeing that they don't like already about this administration. They're like, I don't like that. I don't like this. You know, it's just.
Well, this is what I voted for, you know, like, a lot of people are, and it's more extreme. There's extreme on all sides. Okay. I talked to me today. I was like, I'm still not. I'm not a Republican. I still hate partisan politics. I still hate politics in general.
Yeah.
I said, I am not, nor will I probably ever be a Democrat based on what I am seeing. And I feel like we know a lot of people who are. We know a lot of people who are on that side. And I can't imagine them watching that last night. Now, some of them maybe, but I can't imagine every single Democrat watching that and being like, oh yeah, I totally agree with what my party, who I voted for. Like, I just can't see that. I would be pissed.
I would be
so mad.
Huge wake up call last night. Huge wake up call.
Trump derangement syndrome, if they can push that aside, and like, if it wasn't Trump saying it, if it was somebody else that everybody could listen to, I don't even know if that's possible.
Yeah.
But so if they could just push the, like, Trump derangement syndrome is in full
it's effect. Real.
That, if you had any doubt, it last night proved it was complete and 100% proof, you know?
And it's all born from the mass propaganda that right. has been going on that we saw.
Yep.
Just yesterday with those clips of everybody saying the same exact thing. That's what the news agencies, that's what the politicians have been doing for how many years now? Since what, 2016? So we're almost going on 10 years now of them parroting these messages to people, like feeding it into their brains, nonstop. And that has, it is like, it is a mind virus.
It is. To not even be able to have an original thought either, you know, and then that's the one thing I do see about the people who are more aligned with the right. I don't even know what to call it anymore because it literally has been such a shift that I don't think everybody on this side, we don't all agree on everything by any stretch. And I'm not saying they do on the left either, but like the left has become so like poisonous, so toxic that like, I don't see how anyone can really stay on that quote side. Really, and think for yourself and have logic. Here's an example of the anti-logic. Guess what color some of the congresswomen wore last night to the speech? Pink. Guess why? In representation of women's rights, after every single one of those fools voted down keeping men out of women's sports, every single one of those fools did not defend Title IX. But they're going to wear pink for women's rights. Y'all
you
can
just
take that pink.
You cannot make it up. You cannot make it up.
It makes no sense.
Zero.
No sense.
Zero. They also, we have a child, a cancer victim, and it's obvious that he's had brain surgeries because you can see the scarring across his skull. You can see the kid's been through it. He's had multiple brain surgeries. They said he had a cancer that they believe was from a chemical he was exposed to, which kind of tied it back to RFK's mission. And his lifelong dream was to be a cop. And so last night, the head of the Secret Service came and gave him his own badge so that he could be a member of Trump's Secret Service. Mm. And I was teary. I mean, I said to Paul, I was like, "Woo, I'm gonna cry. This is gonna get me." And it was so precious. And then the way that young boy hugged that agent it was precious. Mm. The Dems sat on their hands. They could not even stand up for a moment. And then Rachel Maddow goes on MSNBC, and she talks about how disgusting it was. She called it disgusting.
She's saying that Trump was using that moment for his own gain. Like, how deranged do you have to be? Literally, it's absolute insanity. And not only did they not stand, they just didn't even, I mean, clap, sit down and just nothing.
Well, then Lincoln Riley's mom saying, he was honored. They didn't do anything for her. The husband was the cop who was killed by the gang members they were thugs. They were out of jail. It shouldn't have been. Killed him. He honored her. No clapping. They named one of the 13-year-old who was killed by the illegal immigrants, right, down in Texas. They named a nature preserve after her. Trump declared it named for her because she loved being outdoors and loved nature. No clapping for that either. In fact, Amy, don't you have a list? Don't you have a list of like the things that they didn't clap for last night? Maybe we should just run through them. Why don't you run through them real quick? Because I just want people to hear what they could not even bring themselves to celebrate as an American.
Mm. Okay, let's see. It's a long list. Everybody buckle up.
Yeah, buckle up.
The things that Democratic lawmakers couldn't stand up to honor: tax cuts, the border being closed, foster children finding hope and success, children murdered by illegal immigrants, police officers dying in the line of duty, U.S. steel workers, a kid with brain cancer becoming an honorary Secret Service member, a teen getting into West Point, advancing our military and defense structure, the capture of a terrorist who murdered 13 Americans, peace between Ukraine and Russia, bringing an American hostage home from Russia, and the man who died because of the Butler rally assassination attempt.
Hmm. I mean, y'all.
When people show you who they are,
believe them.
Yep.
Believe them. So we also just got a text real quick. I don't read this. This is so strange that I'm getting this text, and maybe I'm off. I watched the speech last night and I watched him go and shake the hands of the Supreme Court. And I was watching Amy Coney Barrett in particular for some reason. And she seemed very stone-faced last night. I could not read her. And I thought it to myself, that's weird. Now it comes out that the Supreme Court has ruled that President Trump must unfreeze $1.9 billion in foreign U.S. aid payments. Justice Samuel Alito blasts the majority with Justices Thomas's, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh joining in dissent. So those were who vote. So Amy had to vote for it to unfreeze this U.S. aid payments.
Where are these payments going?
Right? That's what I would like to know.
Well, there's a
what,
whole...
Foreign what? To foreign what? Like, I know, yep. Like more, which, more trans operas or what? What are we doing?
Right.
That's what I'd like to know.
Have y'all heard that list? Have y'all heard that list? It was around... It was around like... minute, because Mitch and I were listening to the whole speech this morning.
Yeah.
Because we were watching Despicable Me instead of that last night.
Good diversion.
Yeah, the kids' version. So anyway, around like 42, 43 minutes or whatever, Trump was listing off all of the ridiculous foreign aid that we have been giving and that they have stopped. They are not stopping all the aid that is legit, y'all. They are stopping the aid that's ridiculous that we are sending there. It's our tax dollars. We don't need to be doing it. No. We don't need to be doing it. So one thing, if they release this money and it's actually going to some kind of international help, but we have no idea. But from what we've heard, I haven't heard one good thing that we've been spending our money on.
I feel like we unfreeze the money, they need to show us where it's going.
Right.
Tell us. Where, okay, right. So we're unfreezing this money. All right, what
it's
is
our money. We need to know
what's going. Where is it going?
Where's it going? I mean, so much of this, and again, there's so many things like some of these executive orders that we do need Congress to pass lasting legislation on, right? And we need to do it in the next 2 years for sure while we still have control. And when I say we, I mean just common sense. Has control of Congress because it's you know, there's only so much Trump can do from his executive position, right? And we need all of our government to get cleaned up quick so we can fix all of this. But just, I mean, to me, you know, and we've talked about this before, but in Proverbs in the Bible, there's a scripture that says, you know, he who digs a pit for another will instead fall in it. And he who rolls a stone for another, it will instead roll back on him. We've watched that happen through Trump's entire presidency, than the 4 years he was not president. Everything they've tried to do, they've been exposed to take him out. They've been exposed for. And I think that this USA thing is the same thing. The number of people screaming and crying about defunding USAID without acknowledging all of the things that it is exposing and saying that Elon Musk steals. I wanted to say, and I listen, I'm going to real censor myself.
You were holding signs that says Musk steals.
That said Elon steals. Steals what, bitch? Steals what? Excuse me. What steals what? He is the richest man in the world, you idiot.
He's not even being paid to do this. He's doing it for free. Also, Trump is being president for free. He's not even getting paid. He's not taking a presidential salary. Like, no.
I mean,
they want out of this. He didn't even have to do this. Let's go back all the way to the fact that Trump didn't even have to do this. He could have golfed and sailed on with his life.
Enjoyed his life.
Why are we continuing? Millionaires are trying to take everything. Are you an idiot? Like, I can't.
It's crazy. But this just shows you who they are, because that if you can't appreciate what's happening, you're number one, it's anti-American. Number two, you are lost in a cult. You are literally lost in a cult. That is, we are witnessing in real time cult-like behavior where people cannot see the truth because they are so immersed in the slime and filth of a cult-like behaviors and beliefs. It's wild, but it shows you who's guilty. I mean, also who's this Crockett girl? Who is this Crockett girl? We're all of a sudden, first of all, let's not give her a microphone. If you are a real reporter, how about not interviewing her? She's nothing but clickbait. She is nothing but something that literally, like, she provides nothing to the conversation. She's literally screaming and crying like a three-year-old over every last thing Trump does. And she makes zero sense. And it's embarrassing. Like,
it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Every time that we talk about, yay, women, we can sit in Congress and we can do all these things and we can vote. Some of y'all are embarrassing me to death. I'm getting secondhand embarrassment as a woman for the way that you represent. I do not align myself with you just because you're a woman. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. There have been times that I would have given up my right to vote if those ding-dongs couldn't have voted either, because that's where I'm at with this. Like, stop, stop. You don't represent me. I'm not cheering because you made it somewhere because you're a woman or a person of color. I don't care. I want the best people to do the jobs. I am sick of the AOCs of the world and the Crockett's of the world. And listen, and sometimes Marjorie Taylor Greene is absolutely on my nerves. And Lauren Boebert, on my nerves. Just, I want to tell all of them, sit down. Just sit down. Sit down for a minute. I just need y'all to chill. Quit.
Calm down.
Anyway, sorry, did not mean to get on the rant. Also, Mom, sorry for calling that woman a bitch. I know my mom apologizes to people. She says, you should listen to my daughter's podcast, but also just know she uses words I don't use.
And she's probably like, she and Kristen.
I don't say. And it's because I'm very passionate and very fired up on these topics. And I love Jesus, but I do cuss sometimes. Yes. So, yes. Sorry, but that's what was going through my head. And guess what? I know I'm not the only one who thought that when they were watching, right? I know I'm not the only one who had horrible thoughts last night watching people just be corrupt to the core. Just so corrupt, you know?
Can we talk about Nancy Pelosi? Like, I saw like a little video of her, a still shot of her. Like, she looks unwell, okay? She, first of all, was
cocaine.
She's wearing a mask still.
She does her mouth thing like she's been on coke.
Yes, and that's what I mean. She's doing some weird thing with her mouth. She's clutching this, like, I guess her protest sign, but I think it was Link who said it looked like a Crown Royal bottle.
It did.
Like a liquor bottle. We're like, what is that? Rum? Like, what is that? She's just like clutching this thing and she's just like, I'm like, you are 85 years old or whatever she is, right? Like, please go home. Like, go be with your family. Go spend time with your grandkids. Why are you here?
That is probably
thank you for your service. Like, yeah. Exit stage left.
Yes.
We're good. We're done. Yeah. Like, she is undone. She is unwell.
She is not. And I didn't see Mitch McConnell in there. Did y'all? I didn't see Mitch McConnell. Did y'all? I don't remember seeing Mitch McConnell. That's weird. Now, I don't think I saw him. Now, this is what would be great. I want to have a redo of the speech, and then I want to do the production on the speech, and I want to do subtitles at the bottom when they show different things. I want to have commentary that says things like term limits. Here is why this isn't. I don't want an arrow pointing down on Nancy's head. This is why we need term limits. Also, you want to know how good she is at playing the stock market? She beats like basically AI in stock predictions. I'm not kidding. Have y'all even seen that? Tucker does an interview with the guy who created the basically play the market like Nancy Pelosi. And so they make the bets that she does. And like, they're up like, what is it? Like 200 million. Like, it's wild. Oh. She's so brilliant.
Not normal.
Her husband, who, do y'all still believe he's straight? I do not personally believe that.
I don't know. What's going
on? Brush that hammer. Hammer underwear story, whatever happened.
I want Doge to go look at that. FBI, go look at that story. I want to know what real that is. I don't believe any of that. Sorry, do not.
I don't know. Like, a lot of the stuff, isn't it interesting? Like, so much like in your face, and then it's gone and it's out of sight of mind. And it shows you how much the media does play into everything that's going on. It's so easy to forget when the media isn't throwing it in your face.
Yes.
Like, speaking of me throwing it in your face, y'all, I want to play that. I know I've referenced it a couple of times from yesterday. The clip of all the, it probably won't make sense on audio. I don't know. But like the clip of all the Congress people with the same script saying the same thing. I mean,
hey, it's we'll put 20, it in.
Isn't it 22? It's 22 Congress people, right? That are saying the exact same thing.
The exact same thing. Like using the same clip of Trump talking about he's going to bring prices down. And they're like, shit, that ain't true. Or whatever. Like they all said that. All of like Elizabeth Warren said that. Shit, that ain't true. I mean, like, are they, it's like, so that's their way of trying to relate to the common person. Shit, that ain't true. They don't talk like that.
You're right. It's like Kamala taking on, like, being the comma chameleon.
Yeah, like, chameleon. Like,
chameleon.
Accents. Shit, that ain't true. And they, like, all are, shit, that ain't true. They sit down and back up. And I'm just like, what are you doing? Okay, first of all, second of all, now Elon has promised a Cybertruck. Whoever finds the person who is responsible.
How do we find that?
All red.
I want us to find out who did that.
Who does that? No, that's not the first time. That's not the first time.
No. Okay. Well, what do y'all think? Okay. I'm going to throw a Republican under the bus here. What do y'all think about Lindsey Graham meeting with Zelensky, which we all know he's been all in on the Ukraine war, right? Which is like, no. He met with Zelensky before Zelensky met with Trump in the Oval Office, along with some other Democrats too. So I think it was like a bipartisan group. I want to know what happened in that meeting and that conversation, because now Graham is saying that he counseled him not to do what he did. Like, play, like, don't piss him off. Like, do it. Let's end this thing. That's what Graham's saying. And then after it happened, Graham is interviewed, Lindsey Graham, Senator from South Carolina, Republican. They interview him and he says, I have never been more proud of President Trump. He is all in Trump's corner on this. Now, that could all be real, but here's my question. Why'd you meet with him first? Why'd you meet with him first? Also, why have you been so pro-Ukraine? When we all know it was a puppet government set up. I mean, this is the thing too. I would like for everyone to have to take a government and a physics and maybe a geography. I mean, sorry, a government, a civics, and maybe a geography lesson before you post on social media and show how stupid you are. I need everybody to get a little educated before you try to tell us how to interpret anything that's happening in this world. But the whole way that the government, what Zelensky has done from canceling elections, you know, and saying it's about democracy. We're representing democracy, but this man has canceled elections in his own country. Like, that's not democracy. And so I just want to understand what happened. I think there's more to this story.
Yes.
I think somebody, I suspect, and I'm not saying it was Lindsey Graham, somebody either... I think there's a great possibility someone told Zelensky to act a fool that day or to get defensive. Now, I could say on the one hand, Trump is a negotiator. For people who say he is pro-Putin, guys, when you're negotiating, you don't pick a side. You're trying to bring two sides together. You don't alienate either side by picking a side. You're like, come on, let's heal this. Let's get together. Let's agree on what we can agree on. The fact that they are now trying to make us look all pro-Russia, but I do think, and I'm going to be honest here, I have not viewed Russia the same in the last 10 years, or maybe I'll say the last 5 years, but I know even when Tucker interviewed him, like, he is I do think he likes power. I do not trust him at all, but I also think that he has wanted peace many times. He has called for peace many times. And Ukraine was the one not wanting to come to the table. And it's made me, I'm just going to be honest, it's made me not think that Russia's the whole problem here. Do y'all feel the same way? Like, I'm like...
Yeah, well, I mean, Russia's been the problem for decades. You know, that's been the one that we're supposed to hate. But it's just like, then you step back and you realize, like, all the propaganda we've been fed for so long, like, are we sure we have the whole truth on this?
That's where I question, because... Even some of the things that Putin shared with Tucker, I think we couldn't dispute from his perspective. If we all said as NATO, we're not going to try to take Ukraine in because he doesn't want that, because it'd be like Russia taking over Cuba and putting military bases in Cuba we would be like, hold on. So if there's these agreements and then the Biden administration really pushes for Ukraine to join with NATO, he said he would do that. He said he would fight them. So right. It's like, it's all, there's a little bit of this, like, how, I told you.
That's
it's
what like, I feel like. If you tell your kids they're going to get in trouble, they're going to have this consequences for this yes. action, and then they still do that action, you're like, well, here's the consequence.
There's so much more to this. It's so much deeper and just so much right? more thought and things that need to go into this, except for just like, stand with Ukraine. I stand with Ukraine.
Like, you don't well, even know what Ukraine stands for.
Everybody's coming out of the woodwork to stand with Ukraine.
The other caveat that I honestly, maybe I'm just oblivious because I have not like really, I guess, you know, all this Ukraine stuff is just like, what the hell? But what you shared, Holly, you shared this in our story. I don't know who it was that was talking, but saying that Zelensky doesn't want the peace deal because right. they would have to lift the martial, it's the martial law. And then they would have to have elections.
That's right.
And then if they had election, he knows he's out.
He's
and
out.
And guaranteed he's in and getting money, laundering all that money. Yeah. We don't know if there are $100 billion or something at least that we have sent over there. They don't know where it is. So yeah. you have to think, okay, there it is. It goes so deep. We will never know how deep it goes. But there's definitely a whole lot more to this than just like, hey, I don't want to have peace. Then he's out. And well,
they're getting slaughtered. I mean, Ukraine is getting slaughtered. To their credit, Russia, I think a lot of people thought Russia would be done. They would have captured them in a matter of weeks, and they didn't. But of course, they had U.S. backing. They had U.S. money and military support. So, I mean, maybe that's why it didn't last 2 weeks. I don't know, but I think what I would say to this is Ukraine is not, it's like Trump told him, you don't have cards to play. You do not have cards to play. The only right. hope you have of this ending, if you really want peace for your country, is you need us. And right. Europe, a lot of Europe started to tell them the same thing. And it's funny how you come in here grandstanding in front of the American media. And by the way, for those of you who think that J.D. Vance and Trump were bullies, please go back and watch the entire thing. Watch him sigh, watch him, his facial expressions, watch him not even refer to JD as vice president, calls him JD. To me, that's a sign of disrespect right there. You don't call me JD. I am the vice president of the United States of America, you little turd. I'm going to just keep it as clean as I can. I'm the vice president, and you will refer to me as the vice president because that's who I am. I thought it was disrespectful to even call him JD. But I also think that, you know, and by the way, let me also say, I don't care what Zelensky was wearing. I don't care. I don't know why that's made into a deal. He is who he is. Let it be. And even Trump, by the way, Trump defended him. Did you notice when the reporters were asking? Trump's like, it's good. It's good. It's fine. Because Trump knows what's important. It doesn't matter what he's wearing. We want peace on earth. Period. Full stop. He's like, I don't want anyone more to die. I don't want to be drug into these conflicts. I want out.
Yeah.
And he throws a fit within 24 hours. He's already begging for another meeting. We got Britain. I'm sorry. I will be ugly for a minute. Canada and Britain, we've got your back. Really? 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 What, back with what? What? What are you going to give them? Really? I'm not trying to be mean, but it's laughable. It's laughable because they don't have enough to give them that threatens Putin. They don't. It's not... Mm-hmm. He's not intimidated, and Putin knows without the United States, NATO doesn't really have much. You know, I remember there's that comic bit from, is it Dane Cook? Who's, I can't remember who it is, but he just says, you know, Canada, you know, talking about how Canada benefits from this, you know, country. He says, you know who has the best border? Canada. It's got the whole entire United States. And Canada's like, you know, we're good. And you're like, yeah, you're good. We got a huge military over here ensuring that you have to be okay. Like, the benefits that other countries do get from our country should not be underestimated. And I'm not saying that arrogantly, because I think I didn't even think about that until I've watched this unfold, how much other countries do need us. And the other thing, how much Canada charges the U.S. tariffs on their exports to us. So those of y'all whining about tariffs, they've been charging us more than we charge them.
Right.
Sit down. Sit down. I've literally, this is, I mean, and again, I'm getting an education too on tariffs because I didn't know that.
Yeah, but when Trump said that, I was like, well, Dave, that makes sense. Why haven't we been doing this the whole time?
He's always said we were getting screwed. He has always said America is too generous and we get screwed. We don't, it's not fair. We always take the worst end of the deal. I mean, it's just like, why did we give up the Panama Canal? And we had an agreement of what would happen, and then China takes it over.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? What is that?
That's called, there's some blackmail, there's some under laundering schemes, there's a lot of stuff going on that we don't know about.
Yep.
It influences all of this.
Something's happening.
Way deep.
And so I just, like, again, even with the Zelensky, now it looks like last night President Trump announced, it looks like we will get the minerals deal. And just so for people who don't understand, why does the minerals deal matter? Because it gives the U.S. a vested economic interest in Ukraine without giving us any type of like political or foreign policy interest. So in other words, it is a deterrent from Russia and other countries harming something that could affect U.S. interests. So that is smart. That, and Trump says, and for the billions you can't find, we get paid back.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's called genius strategy, if you ask me. I can't really find anything wrong with that.
Well, the IRS does that to every taxpayer. If you can't find it, if we can't account for it, if you haven't paid it, you need to pay us. Like, what? I mean, why are they doing that to us who are working our butts off? But it's not okay. I mean, it's okay for everybody else just to like, oh, we don't know where the money went. Who cares?
No, who cares? Y'all, and do you remember how Biden wanted to hire, 40,000 new IRS agents? Did you just see yesterday? They're firing. They're not only not hiring, they're firing. Like, gosh, I want to say it's in our stories, girls. I don't know if you saw it, but they're firing a huge percentage of the IRS agents, as they should. It's not fair for you to bully and intimidate and harass Americans while you can't even pass your own audits, while you can't even account for your own monies. And the fact that, like, that Zelensky admits that he doesn't even know where all the money went that we sent, how is that happening? We're writing blank checks over there. No, here's the problem, y'all. Someone knows where that money is, and it's called money laundering.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not want to pay my taxes. By the way, I'm going to. But I do not want to this year, because my thing is, I will submit my taxes, and you can audit me when you can pass an audit.
I'm like, show me yours, and I'll show you mine.
Same. I'm just over it. Just the amount of hypocrisy and the fact that, and again, if you're not outraged in 2025 at how you've been treated the last 5 years, I don't care who you are, how you've been silenced, how you've been treated, how you've been gaslit, how you have been bullied, how nobody cared when they were firing people for saying no to an experimental vaccine that we now know was killing people, giving them cancers and heart attacks and strokes. You weren't upset, but you're going to be mad when we fire people who can't be bothered to send a five-line email explaining what you did last week in your federal job. I can't believe the outrage.
And Mitch reminded me, you remember the pipeline when they shut all of that down? Tens of thousands of people lost their jobs then. Where was the rage there?
Outrage.
Where was the outrage there? Like, and I think it was probably Circleback Saki that was on there, and they're like, what do we do? And she said, and she's like, just go get another job. I mean, really? Okay, well then let's tell the federal. I mean, the federal employees were actually offered 8 months pay.
Exactly. No,
pipeline workers.
And aren't all of their salaries paid by us?
Yes.
That's why they're doing this. Yes.
So it's like,
everybody would be mad about this. And that's what's crazy.
Tax dollars.
How is this divided? How is not?
And we've created.
All because of what Trump said last night, I can find a cure for cancer and you still hate it. Like, it does not matter. These people are so brainwashed. It's crazy.
Y'all, not only that, they couldn't balance a budget and we're trillions of dollars in debt to the point that we cannot even pay it back. In fact, I think it was Elon Musk who said, you know, if it keeps going, the best anyone will ever be able to do is pay the interest on the debt. That's how bad it is. And I remember my background is finance and accounting. So of course, like, I think about this probably way more than the average person, but I would just always be like, why are we not urgently trying to stop this? And now to hear the billions of dollars we're wasting, literally, I mean, constantly wasting, and we're accruing a debt our kids will never be able to pay back, that will bankrupt this entire country while we print money. which drives up inflation because we can't balance a freaking budget. It's madness. It's utter irresponsible madness. And I have zero respect for anyone, for any person who has not actively sat in Congress and not tried to do something about it. And I'm so tired of the political games that keep these two sides from voting like total morons.
I mean, what about the Social Security alone? Like the people who are like 200 years old, Trump was like, we've got people that are older than our country. And then at what point, when he started talking about the 120-year-olds, 130-year-olds, he said, we're healthier than we thought, Bobby. I mean, like, it's just like, y'all, if it wasn't Trump up there, I really think some people could actually laugh at this. Like,
absolutely.
I mean, well, Jessica
Krause had the perfect, she's like, she did a fact check on Trump's speech. And just like to that point, she said, last night was undeniably Trump's best speech yet. While the mainstream media complained it was too long or too divisive, everyday Americans saw a competent leader putting the country first, reviving the American spirit with humor, common sense, and integrity. He spoke directly to the people, unapologetically championing American values, calling out the corruption eroding our institutions, and offering a vision of strength and prosperity. It was a reminder of what true leadership looks like, bold, unwavering, and rooted in a deep love for country.
Love it.
I love it.
It was all the thing. But
yeah.
But Rachel Maddow thought it was disgusting.
Mm. I mean, 70% of Americans in general thought it was a good speech. And it was.
Well, Link said, he's like, we're just going to be moving on without y'all. Like, our country's moving on. And y'all, we'll just leave y'all behind and whatever. Y'all can just flail over there and do what you do and hold your signs up and get mad.
Do y'all remember the John Kennedy quote from last week? You know John Kennedy. He's always got some zingers and some one-liners. He's so freaking funny to me. From Louisiana. He said, just let the Democrats Democrat. Let them keep doing what they're doing. He said, it's in my experience that you never interfere with your opponent when he's kicking his own ass. Right? Like, you just let him do it. You let him do it. And we're letting them do it. And it's almost like you go, when you have your Democrat pundits, I mean, you have the Bill Maher's of the world who are going and saying, what are y'all doing? You still going to die on the women in sports hill? You're going to still die on the transgender surgery for children hill? Like, what are you doing? But it's worse than that. It's literally that they can't seem to do anything right or compelling that even remotely appeals to a logical, level-headed American at all. Let them keep doing it. Let it die. Let that whole movement just die. Because it doesn't appeal and it doesn't work and it did not make our country better. All this DEI, all this LGBTQ plus, you know, and really what I mean by that, all this, like, let's indoctrinate our children. Right. Let's make sure children believe a certain way before they're of age to decide things for themselves. Like, all that didn't work for us. Taking meritocracy out of America made us weaker. Our military was weaker. We did not have people wanting to join the military. Now we do, because they trust the leadership that it's under. And you know what? Old Pete Hegseth ain't playing games either with Mexico. Did you hear what he told Mexico? He told Mexico, y'all gonna get your cartel in order. Or we are going to go after, with our U.S. military, we will go after your cartel, and we will go after where you're making drugs. We know where it is. We'll blow that stuff right out of the ground. And I know he's not playing. So it's going to be interesting to see how Mexico responds. He's telling the Mexican government. But see, the problem is the Mexican government's like the Biden administration. It's so wrapped up in the cartel, too. It's the deep state in Mexico. So how they're going to clean it up will be interesting. But it's awesome that the Trump administration is applying pressure to these other corrupt governments and even to Europe, where Europe is so wild to me. Europe is not doing as well as the United States. They really aren't as a whole. They know that they're not. But yet they want to stay this course, this DEI and let's suppress free speech course. Even in Germany, that election was kind of a mind blower. You got more conservatives rising up in Germany and winning these elections. That's huge. The course is trying to correct across the globe, really. Mm. But it is power to the people, and governments that will suppress their people, it's going to be a much tougher fight. And, you know, do y'all remember when Naomi Wolf, who we interviewed on the podcast, and she was a former consultant to the Clinton campaign, the Gore campaigns. She really came out about vaccine mandates. But she's really come over from that, from the left, because she said, she was a gun hater. And she said, now I understand why the Second Amendment is so important, because it protects the first. And only in America, see, in Australia and in England, where they have really suppressed gun ownership rights, the people don't have power when they can't defend themselves against a corrupt government. Thank God we have held strong and defended that right, because it is what protects our first. Our First Amendment right is protected because should we have a government attack its own people, we can defend ourselves.
Yeah.
And I think that's important, you know, especially what we've been through. And all, you know, listen, I'm just thankful that a lot of people experienced being suppressed by social media, and they experienced getting denigrated by different entities for having a different opinion, because we certainly lived through it. We experienced all of that. And I'm glad that more people now know what was happening and how it happened, because it was an awful place to be. And I think that's really what emboldened the three of us to be louder and to get, we weren't going to shut up and we weren't going to be quiet and we weren't going to be nice about it anymore. We were done. And I think that in a way that was a good thing, that, you know, I think it really made us fight harder for what we needed to fight for, because we were sick of it. Yeah. And I think that's where everybody needs to get at this point, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, as far as this,
more empowered, if you've ever felt more reason to be empowered and have the confidence, this is the time. Think about it. Over 70% of the people
are with you. They're with you. And we're more united.
You're not the minority.
More united than we've been in a long time. If you think about it, this is unity, but it's peace through strength, right? Trump didn't come in saying, I'm going to pacify everybody. No, he said, I'm going to do what's right for the American people. And that has won over the majority of Americans now to say, yeah, okay, we're going to give you a shot, because we're a mess without, you know, we've been in a mess. But we have to talk about RFK Jr. We have to talk about his op-ed on Fox. It was printed on Fox's website, I guess, is what it was. And the headline did not seem to match the content. And when Kristen first sent it over to me, I thought it was a joke or something, because I couldn't even find it on the Fox website. I was like, wait, is this real? And
right.
I even went to Under the MAHA Movement. I couldn't find it there under their tab that says MAHA. And I was like, wait, did this really happen? Because that headline is so just the opposite of who RFK has been to us three in the years that we have followed him. And so we were like, wait a minute. But as we read the content of the article, we're like, well, he's not saying that everybody should go get vaccinated. That's not what he was saying. So we were utterly confused. And we sat that one out. We were like, you know what? Let's figure out what's going on here. And we watched a lot of people from the MAHA movement attack him. They went up in arms. They got really scared, understandably, right? Because that headline, if that was clickbait, that headline was bad.
It served its purpose.
Right?
Right.
It served its purpose. But the three of us, as we sort of chatted through this with my sister, Anna, I think we started to go, hold on. What's he doing? Because we don't know him to be dishonest. We actually know him to be brutally honest. We don't know him to be dishonest. We don't know him to be a sellout at all. Think about what he's gone through. Why would he sell out now?
Right.
We realize that it goes back to what we saw with the Epstein files. When the Epstein files were released to the social media influencers by Pam Bondi, and then it was a nothing burger. And we were like, what are you doing? And then Elon went on Joe Rogan and he says, hey, what everyone needs to understand, we have put these chiefs in charge over dissidents. So there's people that they are now the boss of that do not want to comply and that do not want to help. And Pam Bondi came out basically swinging, saying, whoever withheld that, you're going to be fired. And she fired him yesterday. Okay. So they're going to get, but it's not going to happen as easy as we hoped. Like when Trump campaigned and said, day one, we're going to get this release. Clearly, y'all, the people who hold these things and that do not like Trump are not just handing things over. And I feel like with Kennedy, he has still got to get his staff through some of the Senate hearings. He has got to be wise, as I would say, as innocent as a dove and as shrewd as a serpent. And so I started to go, did he write that? Because think about what he said in the article. So in the article, he promotes vitamin A. He says, most of these kids getting measles are vitamin A deficient. They need more vitamin A. He said, He said the decision to vaccinate is between a child, the parent, and the physician that they choose. So it was definitely not pro-mandate. It definitely was talking about health and nutrition first. And he also talked, he gave stats over how measles deaths were far on the decline before we ever had a vaccine. So he did take the opportunity to educate the American public, which I think regains their trust. I think what all of this was trying to bring credibility back to the office by standing with the current, with what America has historically done and bringing in the new information that every parent needs to have to be wise. Would I've liked for him to handle it differently? Yes. But I'm not blindly defending him. I do have a better understanding of what he's up against and what that might have been about. What are y'all's thoughts on it?
I think he was very decisive or picky with his words. I think he was, the way he presented it, I think people like ran with it, but I think he was smart with how he wrote this stuff. And I think some people just misconstrued that, but I like how, I mean, he's basically talking about, you need to understand your options. We need to know, what was it? This includes ensuring that accurate information about vaccine safety and efficacy is disseminated. That was in there. That is true. He has always said he is not anti-vaccine. He is pro science and informed consent. And he wants good science with vaccines. So he's going to, I mean, like, you know, I can see how both sides could have like taken this and run with it and been like WTF or aha, aren't y'all upset with him? You know, yeah. And see how they use this to divide everybody. But this is where you have to take a step back, facts over fear. You have to actually go and read it for yourself.
That's right.
You have to look at it yourself instead of just skimming the superficial stuff or looking at the clickbait or looking at the little highlight reel, you know?
That's right. So agree. And also, we just want to bring people back. Remember that measles is even contracted by vaccinated individuals, okay? And that historically, you can go back and let's just look at the propaganda on TV. You can go back to the Brady Bunch episode where they're just talking about measles that you just quarantine and everybody would try to get, kind of like chicken pox, get your kids together, everybody get it, let's get over it. Then you have immunity. We went from that to now in 2025, they're talking about measles outbreaks as though it's like Ebola, right? As if it's just going to wipe out entire countries. It's not. It's not. We have different nutrition. We have different water sources, nutrition and cleanliness now that make a huge difference in the way people and children can recover from childhood diseases. We also know the child that died in Texas had multiple comorbidities. They won't confirm things, but he had RSV,
and measles.
So, I mean, this was a sick child.
Didn't they vaccinate him while he was sick with all that?
Well,
we don't know.
But we don't know. There's like going around. So this is where we were like, oh my gosh, what the heck? But we could not confirm. And then there were people that said, we cannot confirm this. What has been confirmed supposedly is that the kid did have RSV and pneumonia. We don't know about the other stuff. But I will tell you one plus about measles. Well, there's two. I'm not saying to go out there and get it, but I am telling you that there are two positives about if you actually do contract measles, the vast majority is mild. You're not going to get hospitalized. You're not going to die. Okay. Just remember that the vast majority, and also make sure you don't have vitamin A deficiency, but you have lifelong immunity, no need for boosters, no need for vaccines, anything like that, because the vaccine wears off. Okay. And actually we're seeing that more and more that the vaccine's wearing off. Second thing is, I don't know if y'all know this, but they are using measles virus, not the vaccine, measles virus for cancer therapy. All right. There are studies that show, let's see, there's one that says a medical first, this was in April 2014, a woman with an incurable form of cancer has had all signs of living cancer cells eradicated from her body for at least 6 months. What's more, it was accomplished in a single treatment, and the magic potion was the measles virus. This was Mayo Clinic News Network, April 2014. So, and we've heard this before, like at a health conference as well. So I just want to share, I'm not telling people to go get it. I'm not telling you, you know, to just sit back and twiddle your thumbs or stuff. You still have to be smart about things, you know, but it's not what they are making it out to be.
That's right.
Right. And I think Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, which a lot of people say she's a crazy conspiracy, you know, they like to label her.
Once she again, had an awesome tweet. Everything with all kinds of evidence.
Right.
Anything without evidence.
I loved her perspective on it. She said, we've got to stop calling chickenpox and measles diseases because they're not. They're infections.
Yeah.
And infections come and go in a week to 10 days and leave behind a lifetime of immunity. A disease is something that comes and stays and frequently can't be cured. So when you vaccinate to avoid an infection, what you're potentially are doing is causing a disease.
That's right. That's right.
That makes you.
I will say Candace Owens, you know, she did her Shot in the Dark series where she goes through every single childhood vaccine. I think she has her MMR one. You have to pay to watch them, I guess, but she has her MMR vaccine episode up for free.
Yes.
Because of everything.
That's nice. That's good to know. And also, you can go back into the archives and see Kennedy speaking out against the MMR vaccine. And just that, again, you know, I think we've had a lot of conversations around this is if there is a vaccine for a disease that has a high death rate that is, you know, not curable, whatever, and it's proven that it is, that the benefit is so much greater than the risk of getting that disease, then we could get behind it. Where we're not going to get behind is childhood diseases that 99.9% of children will get and be fine. They will heal and they will have an immunity in there that will last a lifetime. And not to mention, there has been some studies done that showed that fighting childhood diseases is what can bolster the immune system to fight things like cancers as an adult. Now, it's been a long time since I've read up on all that, but I do know there could be some benefit from our children having to bolster and boost their immune systems while they're children to help them live healthier lives as adults. So it's just, again, a lot of things are in question. And here's the thing. We've been vaccinating forever and nobody's healthier. No one's healthier. What we exchange measles for autism and ADHD. And I'm not saying that's all from vaccines. I'm just saying here's where we're at. We have more processed food, more vaccines than we've ever had ever. And our kids are sicker, fatter than ever. Like, so.
Yeah. I want to point this out. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Holly, but I didn't do this because I don't know that we've brought this up here before, but Cheryl Atkinson has a great podcast where she did an interview. I don't remember who it was with. Was it Thompson? Anyway.
Yeah.
She said, And it was about the whistleblower from CDC that came. And honestly, I also would recommend everybody go watch Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D. Great documentary. You can't argue with what you see there. Okay. Mm-hmm. But this says, then I'm just reading you a quote from this. Maybe it was the doctor. I can't remember, y'all, if it was the doctor or somewhere on here. But it says, then I look at black males, those African-Americans that got the MMR on time.
Yep.
We're 2.64 times more likely to get an autism diagnosis than those African Americans that received the MMR after 3 years of age.
Yes.
If you knew that, if somebody knew that, and I'm really saying this.
They did know it.
Because I care. Like, we tell y'all this because we don't want this to keep happening. If you knew, even if you knew a few people, or if you knew that this was a possibility, why would you not stop this and look into this and tell everybody and say, at least hold off till after three until we figure this out?
Yes. And they knew it was harming black children, specifically black males.
They got rid of the evidence. They
spread the evidence. And Bill Thompson was the whistleblower who came out and gave it to, what's his name that we interviewed? What's his name, y'all? I love him.
Brian Hooker.
Amy's always good at recalling
names. Yes,
I have his book. Vaxxed versus Unvaxxed, Let the Science Speak. He wrote it with RFK Jr. He's been on you can go look at our interview with him. That's who the whistleblower came out to, is Brian Hooker. And because Brian Hooker had an autistic child and had already been, I think, looking into this and suspected that it was from that particular vaccine for his kid. Now, again, it could be a multitude of vaccines. It's likely the adjuvants in these vaccines, those metals that they put to elicit and to solidify the immune response to that said disease, which is causing inflammation in the brain and problems in the gut for so many of these kids. I think we're closer to identifying exactly why this has been causing those issues. And it's only going to be helpful for us to all know. But lest you get concerned that we're going to have measles or chickenpox outbreaks, just please go and get informed on the fact that we lowered no death rates from any of these diseases because of vaccination. We did not. I mean, the death rates were going way down before the vaccine showed up. So, and it was because of how we can treat sick people today as opposed to back then. So, yeah, so there's so much to cover and so much garbage. And, you know, girls, I think I thought that, like, once we got to this place in the world that maybe this podcast, maybe we wouldn't have to have these conversations anymore, that maybe we could just take a break.
How naive you were.
Yes.
I think the world still needs these conversations somehow. We still need to talk about it. You know, it's that there's just still so much garbage out there. Don't believe the hype. Choose faith over fear. Choose facts over fear and get educated. Don't listen. There's days, y'all, where I have to just get off social media because I can't. I can't even handle the truth. Like, it's just so much garbage out there that I'm like, I don't even want to hear from people telling the truth right now. I want everybody to sit down and shut up for about 5 days. Give me a minute. Just give me a minute. Anyway, thank y'all for joining us. If you did not watch President Trump's 90-minute address, let me just tell you, going into it, I thought, man, I don't know if I can do 90 minutes. It was so enjoyable. I mean that. It really... For someone who doesn't hate him and appreciates what he's doing, man, it was so enjoyable. I encourage everybody to go watch it. But with that, I guess we'll see everybody next time. Bye. 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 Bye.